Okay, now we're starting. Hey, welcome to an episode of Tip Tap Tip. It's our holiday special. Can you feel the holiday spirit running through you, Rochelle?
No.
I can, but it feels something like our apartment is too warm. Something like that.
Yeah. And
yet somehow you're wearing a sweater vest.
A sweater vest. It's not like a sweater.
I thought it was one of those clever t-shirts which were attached to the shirt.
No, those are tacky.
Okay. How's everybody doing?
It sucks that our apartment's so warm because then you dress inappropriately. And then all of a sudden you get outside and you're like, what the fuck? Why am I not wearing a sweater? Not just a sweater vest.
You
got to
look at the bright side of things, Rochelle. What? It may feel like it's probably plus 25 in this apartment right now, but a little part of me on the inside is saying that this is about as close as I'm going to get to another vacation until summertime. So I'm soaking it up for all it's worth. You know, this.
I don't know. I don't like it because it's too stuffy. It just gets so stuffy. It feels like you can't breathe because it's too hot.
It's too hot and humid.
Yeah.
Just like Cancun was.
No, Cancun, like, you still felt like you could breathe.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
So I'm feeling the holiday spirit, Rochelle. Got my Christmas shopping done.
I'm feeling it because I just went and bought you some awesome presents, and I'm really excited to give them to you.
All in a single place, of which we will not mention. But
your favorite store, and I think most people know that already.
But we'll give you a clue. It is my favorite store, and we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
So. Well, that's
good. I thought about going to other stores, but I'm like, you know what? Why even bother?
You know, the man knows what he likes.
Yeah.
And we'll just go with that.
Yeah.
And you know what? You go into that particular store. I don't see how it could really go that wrong.
I think the lady at the checkout there knows me now.
I think I'm getting that look too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at that store. I'm just giving you, the listeners, a heads up as to our show schedule over the holidays. Of course, we're not doing a show Wednesday the 22nd. Rochelle and I are popping up to see the old parents up in Edmonton.
Yep.
The next day, so we'll be busy packing, whatnot, to do any sort of show like that. And Sunday the 26th, also no show. It's Boxing Day.
Yeah.
And plus, we're spending time with some relatives who have flown out. So I'm sure, and, you know, I'm guessing other people will be busy.
Everybody's doing all that kind of shit.
Everybody's doing shit.
Yeah.
You know, they got things to do.
Yeah. Sorry, I just want to go back to the... what we were talking about for your Christmas gift. And Notorious Sue's in the chat said you should get him a London Drugs basket.
Oh, man.
That would be wicked.
They do sell gifts.
Just be like, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to, like, go to my favorite store with the basket already in hand.
It's funny because on Facebook every year, because what we do with Rochelle's family is we do a gift exchange. And we use Facebook as a tool to sort of organize the list. And everybody posts their lists on this thread. And I think one of my gifts that I wanted was a London Drugs gift card.
Yep, because you go there all the time.
I can go there now. It's still open.
And that's the other thing. I was walking down 17th Avenue. I'm like, oh, maybe, you know, I'll just pop into, you know, a few different stores or whatever. Fucking nothing else is open except for one other store that I went into. And then I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to London Drugs because they're always open. And... the place was packed, you know, like everybody's buying tons and tons of shit for Christmas shopping because the fucking store is open.
You know what? Rochelle and I were at a sort of get together last night.
Go
ahead. Sorry.
Like, it was only 6 o'clock or 5:30.
Yeah.
You know, why are stores closed early? It's fucking Christmas time. Be open till at least 7.
Yeah. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
All right. Now, last evening, Rochelle and I went to a Christmas get-together, and I rediscovered my love of something of which I've not had in a long time, but I really, really, really enjoy, and that's, I'm not sure if it's...
Can I guess?
What?
those chocolate toffee things.
The toffee fae.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure if that's a Canadian thing.
I've never had those before.
They've been around. I'm not sure if they're a Christmas.
I remember seeing them.
But they're so fucking good.
Yeah, they are good.
Now,
see, I thought I was kind of getting excited because I was like, you know, I also realized my love for something that hasn't happened for a while.
With chocolate?
No, Christmas tree. I want a fucking Christmas tree. And I was hoping that you were going to say that, but, you know.
Well, I kind of am feeling the same way, but it's a bit late in the game right now. And we're also leaving.
Yeah, I honestly, like, I think after Unboxing Day or even after that, we should go to Walmart or something and just pick up all the Christmas stuff there because after Christmas, so cheap.
Yeah, we'll just make it out of...
dirt cheap.
We can make our own ornaments next year out of crumpled paper and tinfoil.
Popcorn. Hello.
Yeah, but we know how a popcorn app, how long popcorn lasts in this household, don't we, Rochelle?
No, but like, you know, you can string popcorn wrapped around your Christmas tree.
Yeah, and then I'll wake up one morning.
And then you can make a whole bunch of those origami birds that you made.
Yeah, and then one morning I'll go to the bathroom and I'll see you
hanging with a thread outside of your mouth. No, I'm not going to eat dry popcorn off of a tree. That's disgusting. If there's no butter on it, there's no point.
All right. Just saying. So Rochelle and I did a thing today. We went to the gym, both Rochelle and I. I did the gym thing, the weights and whatnot. Rochelle went to a yoga class. Now, this is interesting because I think this is the first yoga class you've been to at this particular place.
Yes. And so I was curious to see how it would be different.
Yeah.
And it was different.
There's something which I had never heard of in, yoga classes before, and that was sort of group participation. Usually it's kind of like, follow me as I do this, and you do this thing.
Yeah.
And that's
And it was a small class, too. I think there were 8 people in total.
Oh, really?
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So,
yes, 8 people in total.
Mm-hmm.
And then the instructor.
Yeah.
And, I mean, everything was going pretty good, minus the fact that she made us do this this pose called plank, where it's basically, you know, like a frozen push-up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me just... get some music queued up so we can kind of describe this yoga experience of yours. Okay, gotta get relaxed. And tell me, Rochelle.
Do I have to talk like a yoga person?
No, just talk normal.
Okay, good. So the class was all going good except for, you know, the plank thing. That was really hard.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the class, halfway through the class, another person joined in, and then the instructor was like, oh, great, we can pair up now because there's enough people.
And you're like, oh, great.
I had no idea, right? And she's like, oh, find someone who's the same height as you. And... awkward because I don't know anybody else there. And there's a boyfriend, girlfriend couple. And then the other people are just, you know, there by themselves as well.
Yeah.
So this dude who's standing next to me, I'm like, okay, I guess we're pairing up because, you know, he's right next to me.
Did he lick his lips when you said that?
No.
Okay.
And so the first thing she got us to do was stand, across from each other.
Yeah.
Within arm's distance or whatever, but just have our arms down. And we had to stare into each other's eyes.
That is so weird. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's something you do with somebody who you love, but a total stranger.
Yeah, that's just...
kind of icky, you know, kind of creepy. And so we had to stare into each other's eyes and then focus on our breathing and match our breathing. So breathe at the same time.
Ew.
I know, it was kind of weird. I couldn't do it. I can't stare at somebody into somebody's eyes if I don't know them.
Yeah.
Anyway, and dude was doing it. It was
like,
kind of weird.
Was he breathing like this?
No, he wasn't. He was breathing really... when you focus on your breathing, you're supposed to take like... Stop it. Oh,
okay. Sorry.
You're supposed to take like, big breaths and stuff, and he was breathing really fast, so I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't match with his breathing. Okay, so first thing we had to do is we're standing across from each other. We had to grab each other's arms.
Fuck.
And then and then start leaning forward. So kind of like London Bridges, right?
Sure. Yeah.
And
yeah.
So you're both leaning forward and then you keep on leaning forward until you're totally like bent halfway.
Yeah.
And so that was fine. Then the second pose we had to do, this is the one that really creeped me out. So she's like, okay, now I want you guys backs facing each other. And then bend forward as well.
So you're basically ass to ass.
Ass to ass, right. Touching each other's.
Right.
And like, I'm sorry, if dude lets out a fart, that's just so gross. Because sometimes in some yoga positions, sometimes it happens.
Yeah, okay. No, I'm not laughing at you.
So anyway, so bend forward. Then it gets even worse. Bend forward, bend all the way down, and look at your partner through your legs.
Yeah. Now, when Rochelle told me this earlier, I'm like,
weird.
I didn't understand it. So I actually had her demonstrate with me, her proper partner, how this move actually worked. And it's sort of weird because, like, you're bent forward with your legs sort of spread apart and you're grabbing each other's arms through the legs.
Yeah. And looking at each other through the legs.
Yeah.
Through your legs.
Yeah.
And your ass, like, you're holding each other up by your asses, like, pressing against each other.
Yeah.
Weird.
Now,
and the only thing I could look at was this guy's feet. He had a whole bunch of white, moldy shit on the bottom of his feet. Like, not even on the bottom of his feet, on the back of his feet. And it was cracked and really gross. Like, it looked like fungus on his feet. Like athlete's foot or something.
Yay.
And, like, my face is right there.
He's like, so gross. Fuck this shit.
Yeah.
Well, next time.
And he kept on giggling like a schoolgirl. He was like, oh. And I'm like, huh, this isn't funny. This is fucking weird.
Weird, yeah.
But there's, like, what can you do? Oh, I'm sorry, I can't do this. You know, it's weird. And then the third one we had to do was stand side by side and then put your arm around your partner's waist.
Yeah.
And then he puts his arm around my waist.
That's okay, go ahead.
And then you lift up, each of you lift up your outside leg into the tree pose. So you're basically holding on to each other tightly, so you're balancing each other. And, like, I was, you know, thankful that, you know, he wasn't trying to cop a feel. I could tell he wasn't trying to cop a feel.
If it was me, I would probably.
But the other dude,
yeah,
who was holding on to the other lady, his hand was right underneath this lady's tits. And I had no idea if they were together or not. Because they didn't arrive together.
Oh, probably not.
But, I mean, he might have been gay, too, so I don't know.
Okay, this is another subject, but we'll get into later.
It was fucking weird. The whole experience was fucking weird. And that was the last thing that we did.
Like near the end of the class?
Yeah, it was the last thing that we did. And then we sat down on our little, like, cushiony boards. And then, you know, you do your cross-legged thing. And then you're like, namaste, okay, bye.
Namaste.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, you've been to other yoga classes. And
I've never had to do this.
Have you never had group activities?
No.
And that was just kind of weird.
No.
Yeah, I guess if you decide to go to one next week, I want to come. Because if there's anybody that you're going to be going ass to ass with, it's going to be me, baby. And that's a fact.
And and I would like that if you did that.
Okay, you'd like to go ass to ass.
But I don't think there is one next week because of Christmas.
Oh, yeah. But I guess the next one that we happen to go to. But
yeah. Yeah, I think that would be good.
Yeah. Well,
and then, you know, it would be funny though if we partner with other people. No, I don't, but I don't want to.
And then as we're doing that, Rochelle.
Then we fart?
No. We just be inappropriate with the other people, and then we wink at each other and just laugh. You know, what we'll do is, like, you know, I'll put my.
No, the class is not big enough and the room is not big enough to get away with shit like that.
And it was upstairs at the place, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well. I guess that's a first for me. That's the thing about yoga I don't understand. Like, I understand that.
I know that there's certain moves that you can do better when someone else is helping you do the stretching and stuff. But I don't know. It was really uncomfortable. And I don't think that it was appropriate for the instructor to ask us to do that sort of stuff together. Like,
complete
strain. If we wanted to, fine. But if we didn't want to, then, you know.
Yeah, I know. If it was me, I would probably, like, you know, I'm sure that there's probably been some people who just say, no, I'm good. I think I'll end right now and just walk out.
I don't know. Because then you have to come back and then you're that person. you know?
I don't know. It's weird. I guess it's a thing with yoga, which I don't understand, is, you know, is the whole sort of metaphysical thing which is attached to it. Like, I get it, yeah. But some people, I guess if it was me, I'm just in there for the exercises and none of the kind of spiritual stuff, which is kind of packaged.
Yeah, but no, but she didn't do that. Like, I've been in a class where the lady did a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
And it made me really uncomfortable. And you could tell that, well, the other, it was a very small class. It was a morning class.
Yeah.
And there were maybe three other ladies in the class with me. So just the four of us. And yeah, the instructor was very, very into the whole, everything about yoga.
Yeah.
And all the ladies that were there were about that too. And I felt so uncomfortable. So uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So, as we mentioned before, as everybody knows, Christmas is coming. And some people want some things, some people want other things. Now, this is an ad I found on Boston Craigslist. Now, this is a daughter, this is an ad put up in the casual encounter section by a father who's wanting to give his daughter a rather unusual gift. Now, I'll just read this here. It prefaces with, "I understand that this is not your typical ad, but please get in touch if you're trustworthy, reliable, and have serious interest. I am posting this on behalf of my daughter. She's a 19-year-old with high-functioning cerebral palsy. For those of you who don't know about this disease, it's a muscle control disorder. She's a perfectly intelligent young woman, but has trouble with simple muscle activities, i.e. walking, standing without assistance, etc. She can talk, but has occasional trouble enunciating. She's a pretty girl, as corny as that sounds. And as corny as that sounds, her Christmas wish this year was to try something she was afraid she'd never get to do. Sex. Her specific fantasy is a group."
What? This is her dad writing this?
Yes.
Weird.
"Her specific fantasy is a group/gangbang encounter. I understand this is not at all your typical request," and "at all" is in capitals here, "and I advise only the most open-minded respond. But I've looked into this. It is 100% legal. She's a consenting adult, and I've talked it over with her father." That doesn't make sense, because I thought it was her father typing this. Anyways, "so get in touch if you're interested or have any suggestions. I wish there were a better/safer venue for this, but I'm giving Craigslist a try. Hopefully there are some serious, respectful men out there." This is posted on just a few days ago on Boston Craigslist. Yeah, personal section.
Yeah, probably not the safest way to go about that.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. Like,
weird.
I understand. Well, first of all,
there's no way that the dad is the one writing this.
First of all, she's 19. Why the big hurry? There's a lot of people who are 19 and older who have not had sex. Okay. Now, I understand there's certain circumstances with her, you know, with her situation, but still, it's 19. You know, there's plenty of time.
Okay, let me just see here.
Yeah. All right, Rochelle's just giving it a once.
Yeah, it says, "I am posting this on behalf of my daughter." That's what it says.
It's a bit confusing because near the end it says something about...
Yeah, and it says, "and I have talked it over with her father."
So, bit inconsistency, I would have to say. So maybe it's just all bullshit. But if it isn't, it's probably the best gift that this 19-year-old's ever going to get.
Okay, and I'm sorry, but even if a dude was interested in doing this, there's no fucking way they'd respond to the, like, a Kijiji or a Craigslist ad.
People respond to that shit all the time. Craigslist? Really? People.
This is such a weird thing to respond to, though.
No, like.
And also because it's not just one person, it's like he has to find a whole bunch of guys.
He's kind of I guess it's.
Gang banged.
Yeah, imagine the logistics in that. But he is a loving father. And, you know, daughter does want a gangbang.
It's kind of dangerous.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But, what can you say?
Is that what you want for Christmas, Eric?
No,
Eric wants to be gangbanged.
Just so we're clear, Eric does not want a gangbang for Christmas. But Eric does want.
I want to be gangbanged by Santa Clauses.
Actually,
I'm joking.
It's funny you should mention that, because that takes us right into our next clip, which is a nice Christmas song.
Oh, I'm so good at that, hey? Without even knowing it.
About Father Christmas and a... yeah, I'll just play it, and we'll just listen to it. It's a bit difficult to hear because of the recording, but
Is that, that's a girl?
That is a woman. And the lyrics are, vagina, 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 Father Christmas, fuck my pussy, Father Christmas, fuck my pussy. And then it goes on and on and on and on like that. All right. It's, you know, it's a nice Christmas, you know, it's that time of the year.
I want to hear more of it.
All right. It's a nice Christmas tune, Rochelle. You know, you have your, you know, let it snow, oh, you let goodness. It snow, let it snow. You have your, you know, silent night.
Jingle bells.
And then you have Father Christmas, fuck my pussy. And then it
this is. I can't believe this. This is so ridiculous.
I think that's enough.
You know, I think it's kind of weird is, okay, so she's wearing a little Santa hat. Is she?
No, I think it's just a blonde wig. Oh, no, she's wearing a Santa hat on top
she's
of that.
She's wearing a little Santa hat, but it's really hard to tell because there's a red wall right behind her.
Yeah, yeah.
With pictures of Santa Claus on it. And she's wearing a blonde wig. And she's wearing a little jacket, like a jean jacket with a yellow tank top, and then just white panties.
Now,
so I understand, what's the point of wearing the jacket? Like, if you're just wearing a tank top and panties, why would you put a jacket on?
Now, the best part of this, in this video, I will be posting on our episode link, so you can check this out and rock this Christmas jam all throughout the holiday season, is you can't see it all the time, but every once in a while, she sort of moves, and you can see her high school graduation picture right there on the wall. So we know that. So we know that it takes at least a high school graduate to write a song like Father Christmas, Fuck My Pussy. So.
Yeah. The video is kind of bad though. I mean, you can't see her face at all.
Yeah. Like,
so I thought that she was a drag queen because she's a black woman wearing a blonde wig. And I mean, it looks pretty fake.
It probably was filmed on like a cell phone or some sort of type camera. But, yeah. You can rock this jam all throughout the holiday season and impress all your loved ones. Yeah. All your impressionable, loved.
Show it to your parents.
Show it to your nieces and nephews. and then wonder why you're not invited back next year and why you don't get any gifts because you are now the bad influence on the family.
Yep.
All right. So
that's what you are, Eric.
I'm not a bad. I'm a good guy.
Yeah, whatever. You're the one who finds this shit.
No, I don't find that. This shit finds me, Rochelle. It's like it comes right to my mailbox. And actually, on that note, I'll let me say this. If you have any topic ideas, stories, or clips,
You can send it to us, email it to us, info@tiptaptip, just like the drunk did on the last episode where we shared his story about people running around naked.
That's info@tiptaptip.com.
Yep.
That's email address. Yeah, because while I'm finding gems like this, there might be gold mines out there that I might not have found. Something even better than the last clip I just played. So anyways, info@tiptaptip.com. We'd love to hear from you. There you go.
Yep.
All right. Moving along, Rochelle. What else we got? Now, this is...
I'm looking forward to Tuesday because it's going to be a full moon and an eclipse.
I heard
about... It's going to be fucking nuts.
I heard about that. So it's a full moon and an eclipse?
Yeah, this is what someone told me.
All right. I've heard something about this, like some sort of double
whammy?
Astronomical phenomenon going on at the same time.
Yeah.
Now... Is this like end of the earth type situation, or is it just...
I don't know.
Or is it just people getting really crazy?
I think people are going to get crazy because people already tend to get crazy on full moons.
Yeah.
And with the eclipse happening at the same time, I think it's going to fuck a lot of people up.
Yeah.
People are going to act all bonkers. Maybe people will think it's the end of the world, and that's the reason why people act crazy.
Possibly.
We will see.
And then that's on Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Now, do we get to see it here, or are we kind of fucked because of our...
I don't know. This is just, a client told me this.
Oh, this is salon stuff, eh?
Yeah.
Cool.
The other thing that... now I'm totally going to forget. Jib Jab?
What is Jib Jab?
It's some sort of... Christmas thing that you can send to people, and you put your faces on these characters, and it's kind of like little animated things. One that I watched, it was five people, and it was their faces on these other people's bodies, and it says, "Merry Christmas, hope you like farts, the smell of farts," or something. And then it was just a whole bunch of carolers, and it's, you put your friends' faces on it.
Yeah.
And then they, instead of singing, they fart a Christmas song. And at the very end, Santa does like a super big, long, juicy fart.
I'm sure 4-year-olds around the country are just laughing their asses off.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I think old people do too. Fart jokes, I don't know. I don't think you ever grow out of them.
No, I suppose.
But. Yeah. Especially when you're drunk.
Yeah, I suppose. This is actually an interesting story I found. Now, actually, you know what? I'll just play this. Yeah.
These are the soaps under fire. Take a good look. One named Colored Girls with a black girl in pigtails. Another with the bigoted name Darkie, pictured with a black man in a top hat. Inside Noblesville's Logan Village Mall, more of what some are calling racist soaps with inflammatory labels. Shopkeeper Gary DeWester says they're nostalgic, representing American history and kept in what he calls his, quote, joke drawer.
We've already decided we're leaving this place, so you politically correct people can dance to your own tune. All right.
Fox 59 has learned one of the owners of the Logan Mall is State Senator Luke Kenley and his wife. This afternoon, Kenley gave this statement to Fox 59. We were not aware the soaps were there. Those items will be removed. They could certainly offend any reasonable person, and we are not interested in having them in our store. DeWester, meanwhile, is a public defender for Hamilton County. His wife, Kim, an attorney doing child abuse cases. They work for Judge Stephen Nation and Judge Paul Felix. Gary says the fact that he sells the soaps does not make him a bigot.
So do you represent African Americans in some cases?
Yes.
And there are some people that feel that you might be a racist by carrying this kind of soap.
No, you feel that.
Actually, attorneys in the Hamilton County Courthouse tell Fox 59 they are shocked at Gary's response. A courthouse source says staff are mortified. DeWester and his wife Kim do county legal work for black clients.
How long have you worked as a public defender?
Nearly 30 years.
Do you represent a fair amount of African-American defendants?
Spider.
You've never had a bias in your own take on representing them?
Why would I?
Well, there are questions about you carrying this soap.
My God, man, this is a bar of soap. Nothing more than a bar of soap.
But you're profiting off racism.
It's the American...
All right. Now...
Okay, so the way that I understand this is the soaps are actually... original soaps that were made back in
like they're not new soaps. They're
because the whole store has it looks like the whole store carries antique
stores, and these particular soaps obviously come from a time period where dumb racist shit like that was put out.
Yeah,
and like this is a kind of situation where I'm kind of on the fence. Now, on one hand, like you know, obviously these soaps. Are sort of, I guess from his perspective at least, he's selling them for their historical significance.
Yeah.
But,
like, they're not there to be used by people.
But at the same time, buddy, you should use your brain. I would think that certain people might get a little pissed off by that. Like, you know.
But you'd know going into that store because the whole store is full of antiques that that's what they are.
Now the thing that kind of pushed me more on the fence of this issue was this the reporter's sort of smug attitude when she was dealing with this guy. Like we'll just back up a few seconds here.
It's about you carrying this soap.
My God, man, this is a bar of soap. Nothing more than a bar of soap.
But you're profiting off racism.
But you're profiting off racism. Like, you know, she obviously wants to go for being reporter of the year by cracking this story. Like,
Yeah, well, you know, it's her job to make this into a story.
Yeah.
Right? So she's playing the racist card on him.
I don't know. It's just, it seems a bit silly. Like, Buddy should have, on one hand, I don't think this guy is a racist, you know.
I don't think he is either.
But at the same time, he could use a little bit more common sense or like.
I personally think it's awful that they're attacking these people's livelihood and their careers.
Like,
you know, they're asking him if he, what is he like a, he's like a lawyer or something.
Yeah. He's a public defender or something.
Yeah. If he's worked for people who are black
and he has.
If he's defended them and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're questioning his accountability for his job. I think that's awful.
I know. It's just,
because of some soap.
Like, if I was him, like, you know, I would just...
I wouldn't even talk to them. I wouldn't even bother talking to them.
No, but like...
Just be like, no comment.
If, you know, if I was working in an antique store and, like, you know, I had this product and I wanted to sell it, I would just put up a stupid little, I guess, for lack of a better word, disclaimer. It's like, you know, we are selling this for its historical... significance. We, you know, obviously we don't believe in racism, but please be aware that this is why this is here and not because of this reason. Just for clarity, I suppose. I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, you think that people are smarter than that, right? Like, they can look at the soap and they obviously this is not being made now. You know,
no,
do you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, okay, say for instance, okay. When I was living with my cousin, she had this book that was handed down through her mom or something
yeah.
like that. And the book was a totally, like, really, really racist
yeah,
book.
Yeah.
Like, they had stories in it, like this one that was called The Little Inky Boy.
Yeah.
And it basically was teaching kids that if they were bad, they would be dropped into a thing of ink. And they would become a black kid, and that was like the biggest.
Okay, that is like, pretty racist.
No, yeah, totally, yeah. totally racist.
Yeah.
But from a historical perspective,
yeah,
you know, it's you know, like she used it for some of her English classes because
yeah.
it's interesting to look at those stories and see how people actually
like
that was in.
Like,
in,
what were the age of the people that she's teaching in English class? So, do you think these?
No, she wasn't teaching. She was taking English.
Okay.
At university.
Yeah.
And so one of her classes, she talked about like cultural history and stuff like that. I don't know exactly what it was. And she basically analyzed this one story and how, you know, when the book was published and how it was influenced by what was happening in at that time.
Yeah. For instance, one of my favorite movies, and I'm sure probably one of Rochelle's favorite movies as well, as well, Breakfast at Tiffany's. Great movie. Now, there's one particular scene with, the one with Mickey Rooney, where he plays the,
The Asian guy.
I really dig that movie, but man, that one scene comes on, I just fucking cringe. Now, when that movie was made, I think it was late 50s, early 60s, there's no fucking excuse for that, historical or otherwise. It's just outright fucking racist, and I don't even know why that was put in the movie, but would you, as much as I hate that scene, would you want that particular scene in that movie removed? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. You can't just make everything that happened in the past just disappear. Forget about it. It's better to remember what happened in the past so that it doesn't fucking happen again than just erase everything that happened.
Exactly.
In the past.
Like the Netherlands. I'm going to bring this up just because.
The Sinterklaas.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to bring this up because we're near Christmas, but secondly, it also kind of ties into what we're discussing here, is the whole sort of Dutch Christmas thing. Just to kind of quickly catch everybody up, Sinterklaas is the name of the Dutch Santa, and he comes on December 4th is the day of Dutch Christmas.
I can't remember,
something like that. And what he does is he comes up on a steamboat from Spain, right?
Yeah, with 10 or 15
black men.
Yeah.
As I guess his helpers or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And if you're good, you get gifts, but if you're bad, you get thrown in a sack. By one of his helpers. and the funny thing is when I'm looking at pictures of these sort of traditions going on today, his helpers are right now, I guess, in the Santa Claus parades or celebrations or whatever. These very pale European Dutch people are dressing up in blackface, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. That's what they did in my
I'm just like, I can't believe, well, this is still going on, but it's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I think to them, it's just like, they don't take it seriously anymore. And the people who live in Holland who are black, I don't think they're offended by it. They probably just laugh at it.
They're just like, oh, you stupid fucking people. What the hell? I don't know.
Yeah, but they also didn't have, like, slavery in Holland either.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I don't think they did. I don't know. I don't know the history of Dutch people that well. But anyway, my point is, like, if somebody came into our apartment and saw us owning that book, they might get the wrong idea and think that we were racist because we owned that book.
Yeah.
That was racist.
Yeah.
But it wasn't what we thought.
It was just what you're saying.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see how this.
I guess it would be the same as if you owned the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Tiffany's, yeah.
Whatever. Are you racist? No.
No.
African way.
You're an attorney as well. So do you also represent African American clients in Chin's cases?
Absolutely. Let me tell you something. This is not about black and white, this is about history. Look at this store.
Would people buy this? Can you answer why do you think people would buy this soap? There's nothing funny about it.
It's not about funny. It's about history.
A racist history the couple appear to profit from. Outside the courthouse, we got...
Sorry, I'm just going to read off some of the titles of these soaps here. We have,
Gay Johnny.
Gay Johnny.
I want that soap.
Yeah, it's Colored Kids soap. Can't quite read the rest, but...
Grandpas. Oh my goodness, I totally know that from the old-time radio podcast that I listened to.
Oh, they mentioned that particular...
Well, there's Grandpas... No, it's not Grandpas soap. It's when you've got a headache, reach for Grandpa's Headache Powder. Oh, Grandpa. It's so good. I love it.
I'm gonna isolate that clip and turn that into a commercial. All right.
Street the couple appear to profit from. Outside the courthouse, we got several opinions on Kim and Gary's stance.
I think that lawyers are held to a higher standard in general, regardless of who their clients are, and that if it reflects whatever it is, reflects badly upon the profession, then that's under the rules of professional conduct.
I'm a CPA, and I'm held to a standard in ethics and professionally. So a lawyer is too, as is a rabbi or a minister, and they should set a standard in the community that's acceptable to the community. Inside of this community, that picture is not acceptable.
We will continue to follow the developments in Noblesville. Kimberly King, Fox 59 News.
And like that, probably their business is ruined.
And stupid fucking news lady won't even let the lady talk. She was trying to explain how the store is full of history, and she just cuts her off.
No, because this particular news lady, she had her spin, and she just wanted to go with it. Fun. All right.
Fun.
Let's lighten.
Don't you love it when stupid people have jobs like that?
Let's lighten things up a bit.
If you've ever thought your litter box could use its very own room, now you can put it in its very own house, the Litter House. The Litter House is a beautiful, fully enclosed litter box that adds warmth and charm to virtually any room in your home. The Litter House assembles in minutes with no tools required. A unique all-around lip reduces wasted litter and messy spills. A half-inch deep walkway collects litter from kitty's paws, and an odor-blocking charcoal filter fits conveniently in the chimney. Handles disguised as gable vents make litter box scooping simple, and reusing spilled litter has never been easier. Your Litter House order even includes 3 window sticker options: modern, hearts, and fun. The Litter House.
Three.
Oh my goodness. Right. Optional window stickers.
Three window sticker options.
Wow.
Hearts, modern, and fun.
Sticker options. Modern, hearts, and fun. The Litter House. A beautiful, fully enclosed litter box you'll be proud to own. To order, call 1-800-772-9434. Just 2 easy payments of $49.95. 1-800-772-9434. Call now.
So I want it.
Yeah, so this thing basically looks like a dark Barbie house that you put on your...
I totally want that.
Yeah.
Then you never have to look at the litter box ever. But how would you get your cat? Because our cat is scared of going into things.
Not that much. Not really.
She hates going into things.
Like what? Like
like when I try and put her in a bag.
Yeah. Maybe that's not the cat, all right? Maybe it's you, all right?
Or when I try and fit her inside of my snuggler.
Also, I don't think that's the cat's problem. You're putting the cat in a weird situation.
She doesn't like blankets on top of her?
I don't know any cat that does.
So I don't think she'd like to go inside of a fully enclosed box.
I don't know.
I can't see her doing it.
But if she has to go to the bathroom, she's going to go in the litter house.
Plus, she likes wiping her paws on the walls afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's good.
That's the reason why we had our litter box on the wall over there, right? And then on the other side of that wall is our bedroom.
Yeah.
And at night, I could hear it. It was like through the wall.
Oh, when it was in the other room?
When it was on that wall there.
Oh, and that's why you moved it here.
Because my head is right there.
Yeah, basically, right?
When I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
You don't know. You don't even know that.
Because it wasn't by my head. I slept fantastic. I don't know about you.
Whatever,
jerk.
Jerk.
All right. So here's an interesting story, Rochelle.
Police, women ripped off in-law's nipple. Ooh, gross. Police in New Mexico said a woman ripped off her daughter-in-law's nipple during an alcohol-fueled altercation. The 30-year-old alleged victim said her mother-in-law, 44, whose name was not released, was arguing with her husband, the 44-year-old son. Woman woman's son. Mm-hmm. Well, they were all drinking at about 3 a.m. Sunday at a Las Cruces apartment. The Las Cruces Sun News reported Thursday. The woman told police she tried to intervene in the argument because it was becoming very intense. The mother-in-law allegedly grabbed the victim's right breast and began to squeeze and pull at her nipple during the argument and refused to let go until the younger woman punched her in the face. The victim said she kicked the older woman out of the house and soon discovered fluid in her breast and her nipple fell to the ground when she lifted her shirt. Ew!
I've had some bad...
Like, really? You can pull on somebody's nipple so hard that it comes off?
I don't know.
Police said the victim, whose nipple was reattached Sunday at Memorial Medical Center, told officers she did not want to press charges, but prosecutors are weighing a possible court or a felony, blah, blah, blah.
I would press charges.
I don't understand. Like, your nipple's pretty attached. I don't get
it. You must have one hell of a grip if you can yank it off. Like, one would think.
Because isn't your skin kind of, like, elasticy?
Not only
that,
like...
Wouldn't it just stretch out a lot?
Your hands slip, like, at one point, because... I don't know, because it kind of hurts. I was just trying to demonstrate on myself, and probably.
And wasn't the woman wearing a bra?
I don't know. Maybe she's just hanging out, her not wearing a bra or nothing, and comes lady and starts yanking.
It sounds pretty impossible.
There's a lot of impossible things, Rochelle, but...
And Toria Sue says maybe she has leprosy. Yeah, that would explain it.
Or maybe this woman who...
Does it sound like there's an echo?
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of turned down my...
Okay, that's better.
We're having a bit of a delay issue on our headphones, so that's why
But you can fix that afterwards, right?
Yeah, it's going to sound fine. Like, it's just bothering me when I am...
When you're talking.
When I can hear myself sort of like a millisecond off in the headphones. So yeah, that's why I just like kind of was wearing it off. Such is the beauty of technology. It happens. And Michelle's giving me a kissy face. All right. But let's put our headphones on for this clip coming up.
Okay.
An interesting clip about a gentleman called Mr. Blow Up for reasons which will be very apparent as we watch this clip and as you listen to it and we describe it to you. Fan.
Ah, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice cup of tea after a hard day's work. But this scene of suburban serenity isn't enough for the inimitable Mr. Blow Up.
I like this song.
I think my interest in inflatable stuff started years ago when I was a child. When
all right,
that's awesome. That's
all right,
so awesome.
Michelle.
Dude, I don't know. That's going to be kind of hard to explain. He has a rubber mask on his head, and then some sort of rubber thing around his head, kind of looks like a space helmet,
kind of inflated. Into a football type shape.
Yeah.
You know, I guess people get excited about different things. And this might be.
Let's hear what this dude has to say.
I think we had a sort of plastic beach ball at home, and my friends had these inflatable paddling pools, and I found those very interesting, and I often wondered what it would be like to sort of get inside something like that or have an outfit that inflated. I think that what I get in terms of sensation or feeling from inflatable clothing would be a sense of well-being. It's very cozy, it's very comforting, it's very relaxing.
I'm sorry, it's a bit difficult for me to take this gentleman seriously as he's...
I don't know, like, I wouldn't mind something that's comfortable and cozy and relaxing.
That's why we have our snugglers.
Yeah, that's true.
it's a nice way to unwind. When When I first sort of discovered that I liked inflatable things, I did feel I was somehow unusual or unique. And of course, when the internet came along, I realised that there were, you know, a lot more people like me. Given that it's relatively easy to do a web page, I thought I'd do one of my own. It's helped me to meet a lot of...
And that website is, of course...
Mr. Blow Up.
Yeah, I'll be putting the link to that so you can see more of this incredibleness.
Other people, and to an extent, I think it's helped other people who, perhaps like myself in the early stages, thought that they were unusual.
And Mr. Blow Up is aided in his inflatable infatuation by his wife, the delightful Mrs. Blow Up.
When he first told me that he was into wearing rubber outfits and inflatable outfits, I thought, that sounds good. It never occurred to me that it would be something negative that my husband or then boyfriend would be doing.
Where are you? Oh, there you are.
Bye-bye. Sometimes he just goes into the blow-up bags, which need a bit of help to get him in properly and see that he's breathing all right while he's in there. And other than that, we are just lounging around or wearing the rubber clothes with our friends. And that's it, basically. Comfy now?
Yes, thank you.
Well, I spend a lot of time daydreaming about, you know, fantasy outfits or the ultimate outfit. One of the things I keep coming back to is a sort of giant inflatable ball which would actually hold you suspended in the middle. It's not sort of possible with current designs to be truly floating.
This guy's on the threshold, the cutting edge when it comes to blow-up technology. If there's anybody who's going to be doing it, it's Mr. Blow-Up.
You know what? I don't know. This seems kind of fun. I want to do this.
Yeah, but there's a difference between the kind of fun that
I want to sit in that big blow-up ball. That'd be awesome. That's just like, you know, this morning when we walked past that huge blow-up snow globe, and then you said, well, that would be fun to go inside and move around in it like a hamster.
Yeah, but like...
Like, that's the same thing.
No, when I say fun, I mean like, oh, I'm having fun. Like, there's not...
Yeah, but I think that's...
There's a difference between like fun juvenile, like fun and like... sort of a fetishistic
yeah,
type
but
fun that he's
not saying that this is a sexual thing. He just says that it's fun and it's comfortable.
Rochelle.
Eric, you can't have sex if you're in an outfit that's blown up. It's pretty much impossible.
All right.
In a sort of fetal position in here, sitting on the floor with my knees up under my chin and my arms around my legs.
But to have something like that made would probably run into thousands of pounds, so at the moment it's out of my reach.
So for now it looks like Mr. Blow Up will have to make do with some of the more obtainable pleasures in life.
Can I finish my beer now?
No.
Or maybe not.
Mr. Blow Up.
Nice.
Oh my goodness. Here's a small clip. Actually, no.
You wouldn't want to do that? I just want to get one of those blow up ball things and hang out in there. That'd be fun. It's like a little fort.
Yeah, that'd be fun, but
The outfits I think are that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, but he's just wearing like a rubber mask while he's doing.
Yeah, this. I wouldn't get do that stuff.
But he actually earlier in the clip, which I'll be posting on our episode links again. You can see that he's very smart about it. He's pouring a whole bunch of talc in that outfit just to maintain a bit of comfort while he's...
I don't think you'd be able to get into it if you didn't pour talc in it.
Yeah, you'd have to...
Yeah. And the only reason why I know this is because in the salon, you get non-latex gloves and you can put them through the wash and then you powder them with baby powder and you can use them again and again and again.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's nice to know.
But that's the only way you can get them on your hands, if you put baby powder in it. If you don't, no fucking way.
It's good to know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, were you saying you did get a blow-up mask at London Drugs? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they don't have that there. They have pretty much everything else, but no blow-up masks.
Damn it, London Drugs. You're ruining my Christmas. I wanted a blow-up mask. I wanted to be like Mr. Blow-Up. And you're making it hard for me to enjoy the holiday season.
Notorious Suze is saying it would be a good Halloween costume. Yes, it would. It would be fucking awesome.
Yeah. That'd be...
So who have we had in the live chat today?
Well, let me tell you. It's been a bit of a slow slog, but let me cue up some music here while we describe what's going on. Yep. It's that time of year. It's the holiday season.
Is this the part where we wish everyone a Merry Christmas?
It's the part where we wish everyone...
Are you drunk?
No. Well, we wish everyone a happy Kwanzaa, a Merry Christmas.
What's Kwanzaa?
That's the other holidays. That is not Christmas or Hanukkah.
Just say happy holidays then.
Happy holidays. That way we include everybody. Thanks to the people who joined us in the chat today. That would have been Scarborough Dude for a short little while. Notorious Suze was hanging out. And Saturday Morning Poke, who poked his head in for a little bit and then poked himself out. Yeah, happy holidays.
You totally sound like you're drunk.
I'm not drunk. Maybe I have a palsy or something like that.
Oh, don't say that.
Anyways, if you have any topic ideas, questions, stories, or anything like that, send them to info@tiptaptip.com. As we mentioned earlier in the show, no shows Wednesday the 22nd because of Christmas stuff, and also Sunday the 26th, also because of Christmas stuff.
Yep.
Next show will be Wednesday on the 29th. Fun.
At 7.
At 7. Yeah, at 7. Like we do on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I don't know. Christmas. Happy holidays. From Tip Tap Tip to you. You want to check out our website, there's stuff on there, like our Twitter and our Facebook.
And if you want last minute gifts, Tip Tap Tip t-shirt.
Yep, they won't be there before Christmas, but well, they won't. I'm not gonna lie to the
people.
Yeah. I'm just saying that make a nice New Year's gift, maybe, or late New Year's gift. Anyways, my name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.